Yes, you're very welcome to the Lorna Parka Hurling Championship preview here on WLR. It's Moss McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Well, the Munster Championship throws in on Sunday with the clash of Waterford and Limerick in Semple Stadium. Derek McGrath and Cyril Farrell will be our special guests over the next hour. They will give their thoughts on Sunday's big match, pick their top three in Munster and Leinster, and also give us their All-Ireland champions.
Back to a two-point game. 112 to 13 points. The VIPs making their way quickly into the seats after the tea.
Prawn sandwiches, we call them.
And the prawn sandwich. Bennett wins it now from the puck out. Bennett scoops it on. Jack Prendergast in space. Jack going forward on the 20. Jim Hearn. Hearn is an opposite to Kiley. Kiley does it. Goal! Bennett to Hearn. And the under 20 star of Abbey side rocks the net. Hakeem Road end. Hearn are jumping up with joy. Waterford wanted a good start to the second half, Dan. Have we got it?
Yeah, brilliant work, Kieran. Again, Kieran O'Connor. He came from a bad shot, puck out, dispossessed. Bennett did brilliant work. Jack Pinder, brilliant ball. And Kiley for conference goal.
Yes, plenty more exciting moments like that to come over the next few weeks because the Munster Championship is back. And so too is the George Corbett Skoda big match. Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy will be in the commentary box for Waterford versus Limerick on Sunday. Live coverage from Semple Stadium starts at 1:45. Well, the Waterford team to face Limerick has been named. In goals is Billy Nolan from Rowan Moore. A full backline of Conor Gleeson from Milewater, Conor Prunty Abbey side, and Mark Fitzgerald from Passage. In the half-back line is Caelum Lyons from Ballylafloor, Tadhg de Borca Clashmore Kinsale Beg, and Jack Fagan of De La Salle. In midfield is Darragh Lyons Dungarvan and joint captain Jamie Barron from 4 Mile Water. In the half-forward line is Neil Montgomery Abbey side, Desi Hutchinson Belly Gunner, and Michael Coyley from Abbey side. And the Waterford inside trio on Sunday, Colin Dunford from Colligan, the other Waterford joint captain Stephen Bennett from Ballysaggart, and Jack Pendergast from Lismore. Well, earlier on in the week, I caught up with former Deja boss Derek McGrath and asked him firstly about where Waterford stand ahead of Sunday's championship opener.
Yeah, well, look, I'm never one to be a populist, so I don't think they're where the general air of pessimism that I can kind of maybe feel in the air in Waterford. I wouldn't concur with that. I think it's been a very deliberate approach in the league, deliberate in terms of the use of key players only getting game time at the end of the league, if you like, you know, and everything has obviously been arrowed and pointed towards the championship performance. Albeit, when you read Liam Cahill's article during the week, in terms of, you know, he would feel that, and I would concur with him in fairness that you know, it's probably a myth that because you win the league and Waterford's subsequent, we'll say, performances in the championship, you know, it's. I don't think that was the factor in them underperforming in the championship last year. It's often the fact that I remember leaving the Gaelic grounds last year in the second game of the championship, and I think we were all predicting that would be a trilogy of games between Limerick and Waterford. So, I think it's. I won't say it's insulting, but it's the disparity in terms of the odds with the game on Saturday or Sunday is. It's very hard to kind of believe that there's such a gap, and I don't believe there is that gap, and I'm looking forward to seeing the plans that Davey and Peter and Owen Kelly have in place for the game. And I think they're nicely under the radar. So to answer your question in terms of where they are, I'm not going to say we don't know, because I think we do know. I think the spine of the team will be largely similar to last year in terms of, you know, Conor Prunty, Tadhg, Caelum Lyons, Stephen Bennett. The injury doubts obviously are Desi Hutchinson possibly at full forward with Mikey Coyley and the other, you know, maybe a two-man full forward line. So I think the doubts are probably part of not the mob mentality, but the general opinion, whereas I think behind the scenes, I think Waterford will be saying that they fancy this, you know.
What plans do you think Davy Fitzgerald and company will have for Limerick on Sunday, Derek?
Well, I think they'll be different anyway, which is, you know, I think I wrote earlier in the year in the Examiner that lots of teams were trying to do what Limerick do better than everybody else, you know. But whereas I didn't think Waterford were continuing, despite what people would think, perhaps, I think they were continuing with the counter-attacking kind of game plan that Liam Cahill had tried to play, albeit the running game was probably a little bit more prescribed or built up from the back under Davy. And I think Davy will be trying to marry that with kind of good flexibility of approach on Sunday next. So he will, you know, he will bring difference. He will bring, you know, possession game, and he'll try and mix it up with deliveries into the full forward line as well. So I think that's what you'll see. You'll probably see Tighe revert back to his seven defender role. And the irony of it is, I think Waterford have looked more potent up front when they've had a nice condensed back line with Tighe kind of sweeping and gaining possession, etc., from the back. And there's clarity for everybody's roles then. I think over the years when you play Limerick, you often see Garrod Hegarty and Tom Morrissey and Keane Lynch 100 yards from their goal, and there's nobody marking them. I think Davey will be very clear to, you know, to possibly Jack Figg and Caleb Lyons, etc. Listen, this is your job. You're taking down A, B or C, and you're to go everywhere with them. And the security of Tighe mind in the house at the same time. You know, the key there will be trying to transition to make sure you have six forwards on the puck out, on the opposition puck out, to cover the likes of a Barry Nash, to cover the likes of a Dermot Burns, and yet be able to negotiate away where Tighe is free. Which is, so you want to go all out, but you want to also have defensive solidity. So it's that's the fine balancing act, I suppose, for the lads.
Where will we see Desi Hutchinson on Sunday, Derek?
Yeah, look, I'm on the record of saying it already. We all know his best position is inside, but I completely, again, not to be kind of in the Davy camp all the time, but I agree with his positioning at times when the ball dries up for him. I've seen him play probably more than most, I suppose, both in school level and in with Ballygunner, where he's occupied either the 10, 11 or 12th position for 15 minutes of a game when it dries up inside. So I think as the game opens up, maybe at the beginning of the game next Sunday, I think you might see him inside with Michael Kiley, hoping to get angled, good deliveries inside. But I think if it dries up, why would you have Desi inside with no ball coming in? I think he can be a very creative player. I think he can be good at 10, 11 or 12. I go back to the Gaelic grounds last year on a Saturday evening. Desi was played at 11 for a long period of that game and gave Declan Hannan a bit of trouble. Slipped in the second half, got 4 or 5 points off Sean Finn. So I think sometimes we have a tendency to go along with the kind of, you know, the populist opinion that, oh, sure, Desi should be inside, and everyone says it to you, you know. And I think Davey is very strong-willed enough to kind of do what he feels will be right for the team. And if that means Desi coming out for periods of the game, getting on ball, creating something, opening up space for others, I think that will be, you know, evident too. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to seeing Davey's gumption and sticking with his guns in that regard as well, because I think he has the strength of character to do that, you know.
Davey confirmed on this show last week, Derek, that Austin Gleeson, Irla Daly and Shane McNulty won't be available due to injury. How much will Waterford miss those three players?
Yeah, look, they'll miss them. They're three good players. Again, you go at the Limerick conundrum. Irla Daly did very well on Aaron Gillan for long periods of the game last year. Shane McNulty has always done well against Limerick as well. And Austin is obviously our marquee player. But, you know, indirectly, as against that, it actually probably eases the pressure on the team ahead of the game. You know, it kind of enhances the whole preparation in terms of just the mentality that being written off generally, people lauding Limerick's rightly so, lauding their performances in the league and in the subsequent league final. But you know, Waterford are going to bring difference, and difference has to be kind of dealt with. And I just think I like the whole mentality of the Waterford thing. You're hearing nothing from the camp, and I like the whole quietness of it. It suggests to me a camp very united, and you know, looking for a really diligent approach ahead of the first championship outing. And as I said, I don't see the disparity between the teams that everyone else sees. I see Limerick as being the market leaders, of course. You have to be completely honest to see, yeah. But I don't see the gap that everyone else sees. You know, when you meet some local people, they're talking about maulings and they're talking about, you know, there's no one going to beat Limerick this year. I just don't get that. As someone that's been involved at that level, that's never the atmosphere in a dressing room. In actual fact, it's more of a target on the Limerick backs, albeit they've dealt remarkably well mentally and physically with that type of, you know, targeting over the last couple of years. But I still fancy it now if I was Davey and the lads.
If Irla Daly isn't going to mark Aaron Gillan on Sunday, Derek, who do you think will?
Well, Conor has marked him a few times, Conor Prunty, in a couple of All-Ireland semi-finals. Interestingly enough, if you really analyse the All-Ireland semi-final of 2 years ago, I think, we played him in an All-Ireland semi-final, and we went with seven at the back from the start of that, actually. Shane Bennett plays as a seven defender. Conor Prunty picked up Gillan, and Conor Gleeson picked up Keane Lynch. And we threw everything at that first 20 minutes. A proper analysis of that game, we should have been 5 or 6 points up. So I think we have created openings against Limerick with seven at the back. And I also think that the Munster final where Limerick had a brilliant comeback against Tipperary in the second half. Again, I sometimes get lost with the years. 2 years ago, I think Tipperary actually played with seven at the back in that match as well. You know, they played Brendan Maher sweeping with Dan McCormick picking up Keane Lynch and five forwards. And the difference sometimes discommodes them, albeit their corrective analysis, their ability to figure it out as it goes along, is really, really strong with Kinnerk and Sean O'Donnell in particular there as part of the background team. So I think that will be the situation. I think Galan will be picked by Prunty. And look, I think Mark Fitzgerald will probably make his championship. He played against Clare last year, what am I saying? You know, and cool as a breeze. He's in with us on placement at the moment in school and just a grand, grand lad, you know, very, very focused. And you wouldn't even talk to him really about the hurling. Getting on great in school there, and it'd be great to see him kind of, you know, propel on into his the mode that he's capable of and has done very well. I think he's been the find of the league for Waterford, really, you know.
What about the other Fitzgerald, Patrick? Do you think he'll play a part on Sunday, Derek?
I do. And again, I'd say Davey would love to be in a situation with 45 minutes gone, you know, 25 minutes on the clock, and you're involved, you're still highly competitive in that game, and you're, you know, it's, and being able to bring Patrick into a situation where, and often you see scenarios where guys who have played well at under 20 are even more kind of prominent at senior level. You know, the pressure can be a little bit more pronounced when they're under their own age, and he's done very well in the under 20 games. I saw the under 20 games against Limerick and Cork, and they've both done very well in terms of their own individual performances. But you know, that freedom of playing, coming on with the 20 minutes to go, I think Patrick will revel in that.
But before I get your prediction for Sunday, Derek, and beyond for the Munster Championship, the Leinster Championship, and also your All-Ireland winners, I want to ask you about Jamie Barron, and I want to bring you back to a special moment that Jamie produced back in the All-Ireland semi-final of 2017.
Colin Dunford likes the open spaces. The Collingham Express gone inside the 65, flicks the ball away to Jamie in space. Jamie's gone in near the 20-metre line. Chance for Jamie. What can he do? Back into that goal! What an awful one of ours! Jamie Barron with Colin Dunford. The Collingham Express showed his pace, opened up the defence, gave it to Jamie Barron, and the Blue and White maybe be outnumbered 10-1, but they're not at this stage, Stephen.
No, look, Tommy Ryan, Granahan, and Marischal and Colin Dunford, when you get the ball, they're hungry, they're running for it, they don't want to let it go, they're running straight at him, they're cutting him open.
Jamie being called to shore him, he's done his bit. The smile is on Derek McGrath's face.
Yeah, that was a brilliant moment, Derek. Think there's been signs during the league that Jamie Barron is getting back to his brilliant best?
Yeah, looking very proud listening to that, and proud watching Jamie's progression on and off the field. I think it was only a couple of years ago he did an interview about becoming a primary school teacher and almost to suit the hurling, and left out his absolute suitability to teaching. You know, the lovely manner, fun, good humoured, you know, loads of guile, loads of craft, and just brilliant with young people. You can see him, and now to watch him become the leader he has. And this is my point about Waterford, even in a general sense, Tomás. Like, you fellas have huge pride there, all the way through the central spine of the team, from Billy Nolan or Sean O'Brien to Connor to Caelan Lyons to Tuig, Jamie Barron, Stephen Bennett, Austin Gleeson. You know, fellas, real leaders, like, fellas that are, there's a new mantle of leadership being handed over there. So, yeah, Jamie, look, we need a big one from Jamie. We'll get it too. I think he's grown into the whole leadership role there and looks really, really kind of energised. And I think the seven at the back will suit him in that he can go now and he'll turn up in the forwards a good bit. You know, he has that kind of freedom. When you have seven at the back, there's a tendency to, you're able to go. And I'll go back to our own time when we tried it near the end of the 17 Championship, that, you know, Kevin and Jamie became, you know, kind of, we'd say, overlap makers, if you like. And I think Jamie will find himself bombing forward as much as possible on Sunday. And yeah, look, you'd be very proud to see the man. As I said, he's grown into both on and off the field.
Yeah, and he's loving his teaching role at the moment in Coolnesmere. Derek, he told us on last week's programme. Coming to prediction for Sunday, how do you see it panning out?
Yeah, well, ironically enough, and I don't bet, like, I actually see Waterford being ahead at half time. If I was to say what's coming, I think we'll have a scenario where Waterford are ahead at half time. I think they're going to come with absolutely everything they have. I think they're going to discommode Limerick with their play. You know, puck out strategy will be very evident. I think you might see some of the backs turning up in the forward line for the puck out. And I think you'll see a more obvious mix in terms of the approach, in terms of angle deliveries. I think that will be very evident, you know, because I think they'll have worked on that for the last 5 or 6 weeks. But ultimately, you would have to, even as the most kind of vocal Waterford supporter, you would have to think that Limerick will find a way of, you know, I suppose, coming ultimately to victory on Saturday. And that's been, as I said, it kind of pains you to say it when you're involved, when you've been involved with the players. That's not the general opinion, just, but my opinion would be that Waterford are going to play really well, going to give us some hope for the summer almost, you know, give us that kind of template that we'll see us going to Páirc Uí Chaoimh on the following Sunday with real optimism. I'm not saying we have an optimism this weekend, but a real genuine sense that we could turn over Cork on the back of having the game behind us as well. And I think we can pick up the 4 points that perhaps will do us between the Cork and Clare matches, if that makes sense. And I think we should look also at the breakdown of, I think we've 2 weeks in a row, I think we'd have a 2 week gap then, and then we've another 2 week gap. So in terms of planning, I think Davey will and may, I suppose, may or will, whatever the language that should be used, will maybe kind of consider with Austin, etc., the extent of the injury. You know, if he gets one more kind of pull or tear to a hamstring, etc., does it rule him out for the 3 or 4 weeks of the championship? So I think they may be careful ahead of their approach on Sunday, you know?
I'm going to ask both yourself and Cyril Farrell when I speak to him later in the show, Derek, to predict your top three in both provinces. Can you give us your prediction for Munster this year?
Yeah, I actually was kind of writing this down the last couple of days and then changing my mind. So I think Limerick end up on 6 points, okay? So I think Limerick will lose one match. If I was to predict, I think it actually, I know people won't probably agree, but I think it might be the away game to Tip in Thurles. So I have them for 6 points. And then I have three teams on 4 points. So I have Clare to lose to Waterford and Limerick, okay? So I think Clare will win their home games against Tipperary and Cork. And then I had Waterford on 4 points based on them beating Cork and Clare in Cork in Páirc Uí Chaoimh and Clare in Thurles. And then I had an all or nothing game then between Waterford and Tip in the last game. So I had Tip on 2 points heading into that game against Waterford, with Waterford on 4 points. So the possibility of Waterford being on 6 points. So to sum it up, I suppose I had Limerick, Clare and Waterford, you know, 6-6-4 or 6-4-4, depending what would happen. And then if Tip were to turn over Waterford in that last game, you could have a situation where you'd have Limerick on 6 and 3 teams on 4, and the scoring average would come into it. So that's only just with a crystal ball when you have too much time in your hand between classes the most. People have called me nerd, they've called me worse, but I've tried to look into the future. As you know, sometimes Limerick or Waterford are really good to bounce back. So if they lose Sunday and the whole of the day should will write them off, I would predict that they'll actually win the following Sunday, you know. And similarly with Tip, if Clare were to beat Tip on Sunday, and I think they might get 2 points when it's unexpected near the end of the championship against Limerick. So there you go. So the three, I suppose, I'll say are Limerick, Clare and Waterford, with the traditionalists not making it. I don't know how they'd feel about that prediction. That they won't be using it as motivation. They're gone past that in terms of psychological preparation, but that's what I think will happen. I think we'll be... I have great faith in Davey in terms of just the experience he has as a manager, the ability to produce a team on the championship days. It's very evident, and he has the history in terms of doing it. Like he has the kind of approach that's necessary to produce on championship day.
And what about your top three in Leinster, Derek?
Yeah, again, I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go not against the grain, but I'm going to go Kilkenny and Galway to go through, and I'm going to go Dublin based on their fixtures. So Dublin are away to Antrim. Their next game is against Westmeath, and then they have Wexford in Croke Park. And I think they'll have the 6 points that are necessary to take that third spot or one of the two spots. So for me, it's the fixtures that I've looked at, and I've said to myself, right, how do you get 4 points on the board? As opposed to Wexford are playing Galway this Saturday. I think they'll be down 2 points. So I think Galway and Kilkenny are playing Westmeath. So I think Kilkenny and Galway and Dublin will be on the board on Saturday with 2 points each. And I think that will kind of help. And then Dublin are playing Westmeath the following Saturday. They'll have 4 points, in my opinion, without being dismissive of Westmeath. And then they're playing Wexford in their what will most people will consider to be the acid test in terms of who gets that third spot, if you like, and maybe even the fourth spot, because Dublin have Galway, I think, in their last match in Croke Park as well. So, but I think Galway, Dublin and Kilkenny, or Kilkenny, Galway and Dublin, in that order probably.
And finally, Derek, who will be All-Ireland champions for 2023?
Very hard to go against the grain in terms of Limerick, so I'll stick with the majority on that, even though my father used to say to me the old Mark Twain quote, when you find yourself in a side of the majority, pause, ask yourself why. So I'm asking myself why, but I don't think it'll be without a blip. I think the blip will come at some stage of the Munster Championship, you know, in terms of the round robin games. And after that, I think they'll improve even more as the ground gets harder. I think there'll be the Keane Lynch, the Peter Casey return, the Kyle Hayes relocation to the seven. And not only that, but the Kyle Hayes possible relocation back to the forwards based on Dan Morrissey and Mike Casey being available in the back line as well, and Richie English going so well. It gives Kinnerk something for the sleeve, if you like, during the championship, which they've always done. You know, you think most people have prepared with, oh, let's stop Barry Nash, let's stop whatever. It's the Cathal O'Neills, it's the Shane O'Briens, it's the newbies as well that may add strength off the bench that will see them over the line ultimately, I think. But a Munster winner anyway.
Derek McGrath, pleasure to have you in studio as always. Thanks a million for your time today.
Thanks, Tomás. Sound.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So to look ahead to all of this weekend's hurling action and give his predictions for the 2023 Championship, I'm joined on the line by All-Ireland winning manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. And Cyril, a big ask for Waterford this weekend coming up against All-Ireland champions Limerick. What do you think that David Fitzgerald will come up with to try and rattle John Coyley aside?
You see, he'll try to rattle him all right, and he'll probably have two or three different game plans for each half, but he's going to be short at two or three or four of his top players. And I'd say what he'd be hoping is that to perform well and take a scab somewhere along the rest, because if you get more injuries after the first game, your other games come hard and fast. He'd be looking to see good form and to see his game plans coming into fruition, because, like, you couldn't judge him during the league. He'd be quite happy, I'd say, if they qualify. What he'd want to be doing tomorrow is to be hurling later on in the summer to qualify even as number three, to be happy with that.
Yeah, do you think the Cork game will be on the back of his mind, Cyril, coming into this weekend?
I'd say so, yeah. I'd say he'd be trying to get the lads back for that. Like, you know, there's question marks over us and Reese and these guys. They're marquee players. They'd be on any team. And, like, you can't afford to do them without them. Now, they still have a go at Limerick, and he'll be interested how he sets up. But I suppose he'll be cautious enough, because there's probably, Limerick are the biggest fish, but like I say, he'll be kind of targeting other games down along the line.
You say Limerick are the big fish, Cyril, like, and they picked up another piece of silverware after beating Kilkenny in the league final. What has impressed you most about them this year?
Well, I suppose this year, for the first year, like, they're very fit, way fitter than they were last year, this time last year, and they have good form going in. But also as well, Tomás, they've introduced new players on and off. They have a young Cochranek coming on and off. They have Adam English coming on and off. They have young O'Neill. They have O'Brien. And they're not weak in the team. And when you have everyone, there's a regular probably going, if they have everyone to be, they want to do that sweating to make the first 15 of the regular team. But these guys won't weaken it. They're well used to it. They're there a few years now and they set up, and they're used to the system that they're playing in, and they seem to have all the answers. But the only thing is, it's very early, and teams will have them well kind of tracked what they're doing. It'll be interesting how different teams kind of set themselves up to play against them.
With the strength and depth that you mentioned, Cyril, do you expect Limerick to pick up the points on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, they'll be hot favourites. It'll be a big surprise if they don't. But like I say, what David Fitzgerald won't be looking for is a performance that will build up for the next day. Like this thing, Tomás, it's a marathon more than just, say, a once-off. You know, it's a long campaign. And if you qualify in the three, like last year, if you said to me, you know, that Limerick could qualify, okay, everyone would say they would. But who are the other two going to come out of? That's a six-marker, like, you know.
Well, I'm going to ask you that six marker very shortly, Cyril, so I hope you're ready for it. But what about Clare and Tip at 4 o'clock on Sunday in Cusick Park?
It's a very big one for both teams. Like, Tip have set down a mark on the championship. Ian Cahill has got them very fit, playing a nice kind of a bit of mixture of the old style Tip and the new style of hurling, the kind of possession game and running, taking people on and kind of going through the tackle. They're going into Innes, which is a hard place to win. Shane O'Donnell's supposed to be back. Like, you know, there will be a big loss. Fitzgerald didn't get back. The appeal didn't work. He had a great campaign last year. Clare will be very hard to beat in it. They'll be kind of, this was slight favours, but Tip will be going there. It's a big one, like, because if you lose your home game, that's where the real problem is. Like, you know, you'd want to win in your home game. Like, it's a big game for both of them, but it's probably slightly bigger for Clare than it is for Tip.
Do you think Clare will get their first win on the board?
They might just, you know, they suppose, like, the home finish should be worth 3 or 4 points, and with everyone firing on all cylinders. And again, like, the last few games that I've seen, you know, Tony Kelly hasn't been firing on all cylinders like before. They need him playing well. And, like, if he comes back to himself, like, he's a joy to watch. You're going to watch him alone. They really need him kind of going as well as they can. Like, you know, if he plays well, like, when he does play well, Clare play well. But, you know, they'll have to, other lads have to show up as well. It'd be interesting. But I suppose at home, like, Clare just might get there at home.
And now for the real toughie, Cyril, who will be the top three teams coming out of Munster?
Well, if you're going in form at the moment, I could say, OK, Limerick are going to come out. That's kind of, that everyone is saying that's a given. To be a big surprise if they don't. And if you're going on the current form, you'll be saying Tip and Cork. But, like, the current form, Leicester didn't hurl up at all. Like, you have Waterford and Clare in there. If Clare can get a win on Sunday, you know what I mean, it'll be a big ass. I'd expect maybe Clare to come through and Waterford as the two outsiders, if you know what I mean. Because, like, Waterford have a tough campaign tomorrow in the sense that every game is away from home. And it's okay to say it doesn't matter. But it does, like, because even the professional game, people get it easier to win at home than they do away.
Looking at Leinster, Cyril, like, we have three games on Saturday. Antrim and Dublin, 2 o'clock in Corrigan Park. What way do you see this one going?
Yeah, well, Dublin will be slight favourites, but they won't get anything easy up there like Corrigan Park could be. You know, it's home for Antrim, and they've had a very good campaign, you know, and Deason has done a very good job to, like, he's there a good while now. Michal Dunne isn't that long with Dublin, and he's a lot of new lads, kind of, a lot of the regulars are gone. It'll be a tough one, like, but it's a game Antrim are going to have to win if they're going to, you know, kind of have a big say in the championship. But they'll be seen kind of as one of the outsiders, like, you know, in the campaign, because, like, Galway play, say, Wexford at home. Galway will have to win that game because the following weekend they're going down to play Kilkenny, who this weekend play, is it Westmeath to play? So, like, Galway will have to win in that match as well. So, you know, they're all big matches and they have to be won, really.
And what about your own county, Cyril? They start their campaign against Wexford in Salt Hill at 4:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be expected to win. They'll be favourites. Like their league form is patchy. They won no game at home, which would even one or two of them away. Kind of patchy, but we're missing players the whole time. Most of the lads are back for the championship, which is the usual thing. Like, and Sol Wexford, I hear they're nearly at full strength as well. Like, but they've been kind of going up and down. Their form hasn't been great either. But, like, Galway would be expected to win at home, and if they don't win at home, like, they're under pressure straight away because the following weekend they have to go to Nolan Park. So they'd want to be winning. They'd want to be going down to Nolan Park tomorrow with a win under their belt.
And speaking of Nolan Park, Cyril Kilkenny welcome Westmead at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. How far do you think they can go this year under Derek Ling?
Well, I think they're going to be there or thereabouts. Look, they're very hard. They're always hard to beat. You know, they had a good shot at Limerick the last league final. Tried to get into them and rough them up and just weren't strong enough to do that and weren't able to do it, like, because Limerick are very, very good. This Kilkenny team has to, you know, it isn't the old Kilkenny team, which would be very hard to beat, but it's going to get time to rebuild. But you'll always get the one thing out of them, like, they're always very, very hard to beat. You know what I mean? They'll kind of die on their backs the whole time. They're nice at the start against Westmead, even though I see now the young Drinan lad, kind of the new find, the new kid in the block, is, I think he's doubtful for a few months anyway, if it's a ligament, but we don't know yet, if it's a cruciate. But it's terrible to see him gone, if he's gone injured already. But, like, the more let's have the lads that were there last year, all pushing the button, and the Ballyhale lads kind of coming back big time. TJ's yet to grace the field. But look, they'll be hot favourites to unless Westmeath have a miracle, like Kilkenny will win at home, and they'll be set up nicely. They won't want to lose to Galway the following weekend. So that's why it's vital that Galway have 2 points in the bag going down there tomorrow.
Who will be the three teams come out of Leinster, Cyril, in your view?
Well, you'd imagine that Kilkenny and Galway should come out. Like, you know, they'd be the two kind of top, in my eyes, after saying that, sure they could, you know, but they'd be the two, and then it's down to Wexford or Dublin. Now, Dublin, like Wexford, are kind of, you know, kind of, they're not rebuilding, but they're trying to get lads back. They had a good, like, under you know, Darry Egan, they have to really sparkle yet. Like, you know, David Gall allowed them, and, like, usually when you put in so much early on, they can kind of come back to haunt you. But they have good hurlers. Dublin are kind of rebuilding. A lot of the regulars are gone, but they're nice and less coming through. I think they'll go down between Dublin and Wexford for the last spot. I feel that Wexford might get that.
And a very final prediction for you, Cyril. Who do you think will pick up the the Lee McCarthy later in the summer?
Absolutely. Limerick are going to be hot favourites, like they should be, but you know, talking to the boys here and kind of knowing the background, we'd be hoping to win a Leinster title and going the other way and meet them in the final on a kind of a knockout day, and then you'd be kind of having a cut at, like, because Galway would have the physical strength of Limerick, maybe not the game plan the way Limerick played, but like even the last two times I met, like Limerick have won, but going down into the home stretch, the Masters tight enough. Well, Limerick seem to be solidified this year more than ever, but they've hit form very, very early. So the final to me would be between Limerick and Galway. Now Limerick would be hot favourites, but my head would be saying Limerick, but my heart would be saying Galway.
Well, Cyril Farrell, great to chat hurling with you as always. Enjoy all the games over the weekend.
Okay, Tomás, pleasure is mine.
Now you're hurling Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.